So you're in the middle of a tour through Germany and Austria right now. How's it going so far?
It's going great. It's been like every night is superseding. It's the last one. It's been an amazing tour so far. I love touring Germany, and I've been through Austria for the first time, and it's been the same over there.
What's so special about touring through Germany in comparison maybe to Sweden, your home?
I've been touring a lot the last 3 years. I've done a couple of US tours and the UK and Scandinavia, of course. And it's every country has its own vibe, but there's just something with Germany that works really well with this kind of music. People really know how to listen here in a way that I appreciate.
Also Meadows ist gerade auf Tour, spielt ein paar Konzerte in Deutschland und in Österreich, und ich habe ihn gefragt, was das Besondere ist bei Konzerten in Deutschland. Er sagt, er war schon viel unterwegs, hat in den USA, in UK gespielt, aber in Deutschland, das hat immer so einen ganz besonderen Vibe, weil die Leute sehr schön zuhören bei Konzerten. So before we dig deeper, let's dig some music of yours. You brought your guitar with you, you're going to play a song for us. What's the first song you're going to play?
I'm going to do the title song from my new EP. It's called The Only Boy Awake.
You already know.
Shadows mit The Only Boy Awake live eingespielt in der Detektor FM Session. So to start things off, Christopher, tell us a little bit about you, about where you're from, about how you started making music.
I'm born on the east coast of Sweden, in a really tiny city in the forest. All of Sweden is a forest, basically. So just by the Baltic Sea. And there was a lot of music there, and I grew up in a musician's home, so it was kind of natural that I started playing. And then I started doing top 40s in bars when I was about 16 and quit school and started touring. And then I studied music for a few years. And yeah, I played classical music for a few years and did recitals. And then I got fed up with it and started doing pop music.
What instrument was it in classical music?
It was classical guitar.
Okay.
I did that for a while, for like almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. And a lot of German music, actually. A lot of old lute music.
What kind of German music was it?
Like South German. It was actually most in French style, but it was a lot of German composers like Jacques Bittner and Sylvius Leopold Weiss. Some Bach, of course. I still love it, but it's. I love to listen to it more now.
So playing Bach on an acoustic guitar sounds pretty hard to me.
Yeah, it is.
To play.
It really is.
You need quite the finger skills.
Yeah, well, you learn. Yeah, it's a good thing when you move to something that is perhaps simpler to play afterwards. I'm really happy I did it. I don't miss it.
Okay. Also wir haben gerade ein bisschen darüber gesprochen, wo Christopher so herkommt, was so seine Ursprünge sind und ist. Hat ein bisschen erzählt, er ist aufgewachsen an der Ostküste Schwedens, kommt aus einer musikalischen Familie und hat dann ja klassische Musik studiert, hat viel Konzertgitarre gespielt und darunter auch viele deutsche Komponisten gespielt, unter anderem auch Bach auf einer Akustikgitarre. Das muss man auch erstmal hinkriegen. So, you just released your first EP, The Only Boy Awake, and I stumbled upon a post on your Facebook page saying, the first two chords on my record is a violation of every single credit I earned in composition class. That's my level of punk.
Yeah.
So I wonder, having studied, you know, composition, does that actually help you in writing these kind of songs, or does that in some way limit you in being that punk and exploring, you know, boundaries beyond the typical verse chorus scheme?
No, it really helps. I started playing pretty late. I was 16 when I started playing seriously. And after studying composition, you learn how to listen. And but I never analyze what I do while I play. For example, the first track is on the piano, and I'm not a pianist. That's like a percussion instrument to me. So I know I usually play mostly the black keys because they're fewer of them. So,
that makes it easier.
Yeah. I throw all my theories out the window when I write music. But then, like in hindsight, it's always good to have the craft. If I want to write a string arrangement or something, I can do that.
Okay.
But I just feel my way around the guitar neck until I find stuff that I like.
Okay, also ich habe Christopher gerade darauf angesprochen, wie das denn ist, wenn man so wie er richtig Komposition tatsächlich studiert hat, ob einem das denn hilft beim Songschreiben oder ob einem das manchmal auch stört, irgendwie die Grenzen des 0815-Songs so ein bisschen zu sprengen. Und er sagt, naja, wenn er selber Songs schreibt, dann wirft er diese ganzen Sachen, die er da gelernt hat, eigentlich über Bord und lässt sich da so ein bisschen treiben. Aber das Wissen, was er da im Studium erlernt hat, das hilft ihm dann schon doch bei Sachen auch wie zum Beispiel, wenn es darum geht, mal einen Streichersatz zu schreiben für einen Song oder so, dann hat er eben doch das Wissen, das er dazu braucht. So, you recently managed to gain spots on curated Spotify playlists, the Autumn Chill Out and the At Home playlist, that is. Obviously helped you get a lot of streams and clicks on Spotify. We know that this will not make you a rich man, but do you as an artist benefit from this in any way? Do people approach you saying they discovered your music on Spotify or something like that?
Yeah, actually, that happened a couple of times this tour, because for me, it's amazing to have that many people listen to your music. I watched the amount of plays yesterday. It's almost 300,000 on my first single, and I only see these numbers in my student loan, basically. And on a couple of concerts, people have come because I heard that song, and then I played a concert where this girl comes up afterwards, she had no idea that was me, and she'd been listening to that song for a couple of weeks. So it was a surprise for her. Like in the middle of a concert, I played that song, and she that's not why she came to the concert. It's just so of course the music spreads in a way that I'm much more unaware of now than earlier when it was a bit smaller.
Mm-hmm. I think it's amazing how things develop with the digital side of music, how artists get around. You know, like 10 years before it was MySpace and now it's Spotify, but it's basically about getting clicks and getting streams.
Yeah. Yeah, and getting it to people to share it. It's it's the return of the mixtape. I love it.
Yeah. So to say, but with less work to make a Spotify playlist, you're a lot quicker than recording a cassette.
Yes.
Which makes it not that romantic, I guess.
That's true. That's true. I've done my fair part on mixtapes. It's a labor of love.
Yeah. Also wir haben ein bisschen über Spotify-Playlisten gesprochen, weil Meadows hat es mit einem Song auf diverse kuratierte Spotify-Playlisten geschafft, die eben viele Follower haben und damit wird so ein Song sehr, sehr bekannt, ja. Und allein dieser Song zum Beispiel, Moonlight, hat so an die 300.000 Streams bekommen. Und wir haben drüber gesprochen, ja, reich wird man davon nicht, aber bringt das denn was? Und Christopher sagt, ja doch, es gab auch Leute, die dann bei Konzerten zu ihm gekommen sind und gesagt haben, Mensch, das ist doch der Song, den ich schon die ganze Zeit jetzt immer gehört habe. Also auch diese Art und Weise der Verbreitung von Musik hilft und macht Künstler bekannter, sorgt dafür, dass Leute auf Musik aufmerksam werden. So you're playing as a solo artist now on this tour. Is there also a band scenario, or is Meadows a kind of one-man show?
Well, it's just me usually, but sometimes that's part of why I choose to have a name that I say. I can say I'm Meadows, or I can say we are Meadows. But sometimes, like on my release concert in Sweden, I had a full band, and that was great because they were fantastic musicians. But I've done quite a few tours with a singer from Sweden, Anna Fogel, and she's going to join me on this tour at the end. She just released her own EP, and she's an amazing singer. So I try to have her on as much as I can. It really grows with her.
Okay, also Christopher ist auf der Bühne meistens alleine, aber hat manchmal auch eine Sängerin mit dabei, eine Kollegin aus Schweden, Anna Fogel. Und Meadows, nicht Meadows, wie ich gesagt habe, sondern Meadows, so spricht man es richtig aus. Basically ist das also er als Solo-Act und manchmal gesellen sich da eben noch weitere Musiker mit auf die Bühne. Now you're the solo act in the studio for us. You're going to play another song for us. What's it going to be?
It will be another track from the EP called Dream of You.
Dream of You von Meadows, jetzt im Detektor FM Studio.
Water covering my face, sinking lower, there's no grace, a shadow waiting for the sun. I never learned to walk up straight, twist and turn to find my place. How I wish you were the one. It seems I stay inside this dream for now. I never thought I'd dream of you. Never thought I'd dream of you. Lose a thousand nights of sleep and my mind over you. Never thought I'd dream of you. I never thought I'd fall for you. Not in a twisted, wicked way I'd. Never thought I'd dream of you, but I do. You're a sunbeam through a bad dream. I see colors in a short gleam. Happy now, but not at ease. Patience will escape me. Time for time, I know I'll hate me, but I've been waiting on my knees. It seems lose a thousand nights of sleep and my mind over you. I never thought I'd dream of you. I never thought I'd fall for you. Not in a twist a wicked way, aren't you? I never thought I'd dream of you, but I do.
Meadows in der Detektor FM Session und Meadows ist gerade auf Tour und hat Ende Oktober seine erste EP rausgebracht, The Only Boy Awake, und hinter Meadows steckt der schwedische Songwriter Christopher Wardenston. Thanks for stopping by, have a lovely tour and yeah, thanks for the session.
Thank you so much, thank you for having me.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.